The Comedy Is Finished by Donald E. Westlake. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Sometimes people call me an idealist. Well, that is the way I know I am an American. America is the only idealistic nation in the world. President Woodrow Wilson, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, September 8, 1919. Chapter 1. Welcome to television, folks. If you're very, very good, we'll renew you for next week. Coo Davis is on stage, hand mic negligently held just below his round pink chin. He looks like that portrait of him done by Norman Rockwell over 20 years ago. Everybody has that same warm pink latex face in Norman Rockwell's portraits, but Coo Davis has it in real life. He's the ultimate justification for the Norman Rockwell palette. See, it is realistic. This thing here, Coo Davis is telling his studio audience, is called a camera, and that thing there is called a cameraman. If he's a union cameraman, he's called Sir. The place is a television studio, with a wide, shallow bleacher along one wall, on which sits a studio audience of 250 people. There isn't any actual stage, simply the black composition-floored work area, made into cubicles by muslin-walled sets, with three cameras in position, left, right, center. The center camera operates in a central break in the bleachers, so it isn't in anybody's view. The floor is here and there covered with neutral gray carpet, and everywhere strewn with cables like strings of black and silver spaghetti. Three television sets hang from the ceiling.